everyone, Ed Gandia here. You know, I don't think there is a self-employed professional out there who's immune from hitting a rough patch every once in a while. Now, a lot of the information we provide here at the Academy will hopefully help you prevent a lot of these. But every once in a while, you can't help it. Things happen that are beyond your control, and you get into a slump. I know it happened to me a few years ago. It's happened to me many times during my sales career. But as a freelancer, I had a big one a couple of years ago. I had a client of mine become 50% of my total income. They hit a rough period, canceled all their contracts with freelancers and consultants, and overnight, 50% of my income was cut. It took me a while to get that back. Really tested me. It shook me up, and I learned a lot from that experience. So if you're in the situation right now, I think a lot of the information that I'm going to provide here will be helpful for you. And if you haven't, still take good notes, because none of us, again, are immune from this. And I think you'll find some actionable stuff in here you can put into practice. So enjoy the material. Okay, first, try not to panic, even if things aren't looking so good right now. Panicking doesn't serve you. It only makes matters worse. And you need a clear mind if you're hoping to get out of this mess. So relax. It's going to be okay. Next, you need to work on changing your mindset. This is absolutely key, because so much of your performance is based on your mindset. And at the end of the day, your thoughts and actions are the only things you have full control over. One exercise that helps me improve my thoughts and feelings is to close my eyes and visualize myself happy and excited because I've just gotten out of that slump. Try not to visualize the details themselves. So don't try to create the actual scenario in your mind by visualizing the actual client that awarded you the project and all the project details. Instead, focus on the feelings you'll enjoy as you begin to realize that you're no longer in a tight spot. This is a technique I learned from reading the book Infinite Possibilities by Mike Dooley. It's a wonderful book, and I highly recommend it. It's going to change your outlook on what's really possible and the impact your thoughts have on the outcomes you experience every day. Don't discount this mindset stuff, by the way. Again, it's absolutely critical that you change your thoughts and feelings even before things start happening for you. You need to create and feel those thoughts and feelings ahead of time in order for your subconscious to steer you in the right direction. Plus, the right mindset gives you the foundation you need to make the rest of what I'm about to talk about here work. Okay, next, you need to get yourself a quick win. This idea of a quick win is a concept that's central to turning around difficult situations. Yet I'm really surprised it's not talked about more often in success literature. We've all witnessed the power of a quick win, yet we sometimes don't take the time to consciously honor the moment and to see it for what it really is. Think about that ball game when, with just a few minutes left in the game, your home team was way behind. Things weren't looking good at all. The fans could feel it. The coach could feel it. The players could definitely feel it. And you could even tell that most of the players had even given up. They weren't playing with their hearts anymore. They were just going through the motions, trying to get through the game. But then, a miracle. One of them scores, and the crowd goes nuts. The players go crazy. The energy that was missing is completely revived. They call a timeout, they get pumped up, and plan their next play. A minute later, they score again. Now, they realize they really got it. It's their game to win or lose, and the attitude, the energy completely changes. And as you know, they end up winning the game. A complete and miraculous turnaround. But guess what started it all? That's right, it was that quick win, that first goal, basket, touchdown, or run your team scored when they were at their lowest point emotionally. So the lesson here is to make a conscious effort to get yourself a quick win. In fact, make this your top goal right now. It doesn't have to be anything huge, just enough to give you the pep and the motivation you need to shift your mindset and to restore your confidence. Finally, you want to focus your search efforts. So when looking for work, focus your efforts and attention on two key areas only. One, where they know you, and two, where they have work. Let's talk about the first one, where they know you. A slump is not a time to throw spaghetti on the wall and see what sticks. You need to take action for sure, but you need that action to be focused. And you need to start by going to people and companies who already know and trust you. Call your current clients up. Let them know you have an opening and can take on work right now. Ask them if there's something they've been putting off or we're going to need from you soon, something you can get started on now in order to take advantage of this opening in your schedule. Or pitch an idea you really think is going to help them. Now, don't give off the impression that you're hurting. Just let them know you have availability right now. You have an opening. Nothing wrong with that. Now, those of you who know that I'm not a big fan of calling clients to see if they have work for you. But this is a special circumstance. So it's okay to do it once or twice, but just position your question correctly. And don't make a habit of this. Next, contact previous clients with the same approach you just used with current clients. So let them know about your opening. Pitch a good idea that could turn into a project for you. I've done this several times and have landed work from clients that I hadn't worked for in months or even years. Finally, approach friends, family, colleagues. Ask them if they or someone they know may be able to avail themselves of your services. And make sure to offer specific ideas or talk about specific services. For example, rather than asking, "Hey Bill, do you guys need anything written soon?" Instead ask, "Bill, do you guys ever write or put together white papers to help prospects better understand how your services help them cut their energy costs?" See the difference? You've just potentially given Bill an idea. So that's the first area, focusing on where you're known and trusted. The next thing you'll need to do is focus on where the work is. In other words, you need to go where clients actually have projects they've identified and are looking for someone to help them. Specifically, I would search in places such as Elance or Odesk. These sites have thousands of potential projects for your profession or specialty at any given moment. They're brimming with opportunity, and contrary to what many people think, prospects who post projects on these sites are not all looking for the lowest cost provider. There are many quality opportunities. You just have to know where to look and how to bid. It also takes a bit of time and patience to find work there, but you can't deny the fact that there's work to be had on these sites. In the U.S., another place that's often full of opportunity is Craigslist. Don't laugh, I've talked with several freelancers who have found good clients and profitable projects here. In fact, one of them found a long-term retainer gig that lasted well over a year. Again, you have to be patient and you have to vet every opportunity carefully. I'm not suggesting Craigslist is the end-all be-all, but we're not talking about that here. We're talking about getting out of a slump as quickly as possible. Another place I would look is Monster.com and some of the other employment boards. If you're creative, if you like to hustle, and don't mind making some cold calls, you can often find many opportunities that are being advertised as part-time employment, yet could technically be done by a freelancer. So why not call some of these companies, if you have the skills they need, of course, and see if they would consider a contract freelancer. By the way, I would take the same approach with Craigslist, so don't just look for contract opportunities there. Look for traditional employment postings. Fact is, companies right now are trying to cut costs wherever they can, so if you can offer a more cost-effective and a lower-risk alternative by taking on the work as a freelancer, some companies will say yes to you. Finally, approach agencies. Depending on your profession, there are firms that have a steady stream of work yet don't have the in-house staff to get all the work done themselves. You can offer to come in on a project basis and help them in areas they need help with. For creative types, that's usually going to be ad agencies, PR firms, or marketing firms. For consultants, many of the big and mid-sized firms will hire independent consultants to fill gaps. And don't discount temp firms. They may have opportunities that will allow you to bring cash in the door and get out of a slump pretty quickly, or at least start getting out of it. With any of these agencies, you're definitely going to give up some profit margin, but you're also doing that in exchange for a ready-made project. And in many cases, they can be very interesting projects that can lead to other opportunities. So make sure to keep the right perspective as you consider these options. Okay, so I have an assignment for you.
If you're in a tight spot right now, I urge you to watch this video again and take some good notes. I also urge you to make a quick win your number one goal right now. Focus on that. And again, don't worry about the size of that win. Just focus on getting something. As with that ball team we talked about earlier that was way behind in the game, this quick win is going to make all the difference in the world. Above all, focus on taking a lot of action every day, especially in the areas I've just outlined. And don't be surprised if your victories come out of nowhere and from an area you weren't even working on. Remember that slump I told you about at the beginning of the video? Well, let me tell you how I got out of it. Again, I had just lost about half my income by losing that one client. I hadn't replaced them as quickly as I had hoped. And as the weeks and the months dragged on, I was getting nervous. I was trying everything. I was making phone calls. I was mailing letters. I was going to agencies and other marketing firms. I was reaching out to past clients. Everything you're supposed to do. But I was doing it all out of desperation and fear. I was dipping into savings to cover many of my bills, and my attitude was deteriorating pretty quickly. And then one day, I'm not sure why, I just decided to let go, to relax, to have faith, and just start visualizing how I would feel once I turned my business around. I also focused on doing great work for the clients I did have. And something really incredible happened. Within 2 weeks of shifting my mindset, I got a call from someone I had met 2 years before. They used to work for one of my clients. I had met this lady very briefly at their customer conference. She was now working for a new company and wanted to see if I could come in and meet with their vice president of marketing. I came in a few days later, not really expecting much. Turns out they had a ton of work they needed to do over the next year, and they needed someone with my qualifications, my skills, and my experience. Long story short, within a couple of weeks, I had a huge contract that have actually become my biggest client since then. And the funny thing about all this is that this happened out of nowhere. It wasn't due to any of the activities that I was engaging in. It had nothing to do with all the marketing and promotional efforts that I was engaging in at the time. But I have no doubt that had I not taken action, had I not gone out there and started creating activity and looking for business, and had I not shifted my mindset and just relaxed and let go, that opportunity would have never come. So don't lose faith or hope. Change your outlook, change your mindset, and focus on getting that quick win. And then get out there and make it happen. Things will turn around for you before you know it and in ways you can't even imagine. This has been Ed Gandia wishing you great success in your journey.